There's nothing on TV today. Shocker. Quit squirming down there. I did not give you permission to move from that spot. Do footstools move on their own? Good. It's amazing how I can understand you with your mouth stuffed with a gag. Stop fucking moving before I do something that you'll regret. I'm the one who's been standing in these heels for quite a while. All while you've been resting, chained up to a rack to give you support. The least you can do is keep still. Watching your cock twitch like that is much more entertaining than the TV. I must be honest. It so desperately needs stimulation. Come on. Move for me some more, slut. My slave makes for an adequate footstool and entertainment. I'd make you do more. If it weren't for your punishment, that is. Until I grow tired of it. You're nothing more than a worm. Arms taped to your sides, legs bound together, dildo gagged, vibrating cock ring, completely unable to stand tall. Speaking of standing tall, can that pitiful cock of yours get any harder? It's out of reach for my hand. My feet will have to do. My. Your cock must be burning up, but that head is so wet. Is my whore wet for his mistress? What did I say about squirming? Are you being a disobedient slave? I'll have to keep you still by force then. Let's lube up that cock of yours. If your actual cock was extremely wet, we could just use some of your pre-cum as lube. Lucky for you, it won't go to waste. But until then, your face will pleasure me instead. I get such a thrill from using this. And I know just how much you love to serve me, no matter the desire. Standard procedure. Boots to each side of your head. Ass eclipsing your view. And this dildo sliding right in my pussy. Like the view, little man. It doesn't matter if you do or not. Let's be honest. I'll be the one to tell you if you like something or not. And you love this. You wouldn't dare complain. All honesty, you're not in much of a position to do so. Even if you did, some candle wax would change your mind in an instant. Splattered all across your canvas of a body. It has been a while since we've last done it. Maybe it should come into play today. Oh yes, I would just love that. Eager. Don't push your mouth close to me. I want to fuck your mouth slowly. But, since you're so interested in helping me, what shall I make you do? We should play a game. I know how much you love my game. This is what you're going to do once I'm done with your face. I'm going to detach this gag. You will wiggle yourself to the bedroom. And use all your strength to push yourself up into the bed. If you fail to get on top of the bed, I guess you won't be finding out what happens next. So you better try your fucking best. No. Instead, you'll sleep on the ground for the night. I may remember to throw you down a blanket, at least. Don't want a sick servant. Can you even hear me down there? Or are you heading into subspace? I'll keep you where you belong then, my precious piece of property. Enjoy this feeling. Embrace the warmth. Allow the vibrations to carry you away. More pre-cum is leaking out. You're making such a mess. Just don't come. Be a good boy.